Well, he certainly will be.
School building.
Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
In deposition, Mr. Trump claims to have protected the world from nuclear war while in office.
North Korea stages nuclear strike drill against military gangsters of the South.
Good evening, it's Living News Radio from August 30th, 2023. It's 7 p.m. Former President Trump sat for his first deposition with New York's Attorney General. For more, here's Ben Protest, Jonah Brumwich, and William K. Rashbaum from the New York Times.
Trump offered a series of
defenses,
digressions,
and meandering explanations,
as he, among other things,
claimed to be the most honest person in the world.
Thank you, witches of the New York Times. In other news, North Korea is staging a nuclear strike drill in Pyongyang. Here's Reuters' Soo Young Choi.
North Korean President Kim Jong-un has vowed to take down the, quote, military gangsters of South Korea. We are live in Pyongyang and are waiting for... Wait a minute. Oh, is that Kim Jong-un? Dear leader, honored to see you. I'll get you that Kanye West autograph, and I love your hair.
And now, here is Summer Rising, written by Edmund Malin, directed by Cherie V. Campbell, performed live at the Crane Theater, September 4th, 2023.
Comrade. What was that lady saying?
No clue.
Oh. Today is a big day for all the peeps.
It is indeed, as it always is, because this is a people's republic.
A democratic people's republic. We checked all the boxes.
No one else checked all the boxes.
We did it better than those other places that are just democracies.
We sure did, comrade.
During the broadcast we will be making today, I want you to address me by my official title.
What is it again?
Comrade. Chairmaster.
Oh, I love it.
Thanks. My advisors tell me it's gender obscure.
I don't know what that means.
Yet.
Oh!
Ah! Remember, in the Democratic People's Republic, we never say no. Just not yet. As in, is the electricity on throughout the Capitol? Not yet. Did we have quadruple digit economic growth? Not yet. Yet.
Yes, Chairmaster.
But today isn't just about me. It's also about you and your secret invention.
The greatest weapon ever devised.
We must always use the code word when speaking of the greatest, you know.
I sure love my work on great performances this year.
Ah, you spent the whole year working on it.
Oh, I worked so hard on it.
How hard did you work on it?
I worked on it morning, noon, evening, and night. I worked on it so much that sweat poured out of my eyes, ears, nose, and throat. I used the latest tech, but it was old school. It was like sweating to the oldies with a rocket in my pocket.
Are you happy with your work?
Oh, Chairmaster, I will be extremely happy when Great Performances gets its airtime, reaches the light of day, and seeks the stars.
Does it make you so happy you want to slap your mama?
Yes, Chairmaster!
Well, here's a slap from me. You can go home tonight and pass that slap along.
Unfortunately, my mother was sent to a labor camp and we have not been able to be reunited. Yet? Oh!
Ah! It's like they say, it's not how long you live that matters, it's how you live.
So when can I push the button?
Oh, you thought I called you here to push the button?
Do you know which one it is?
You will show me the button, and I will push it on television. That is, after you help me with something else.
Am I qualified to help you with the other thing?
You have all the qualifications. I happen to know you speak several barbarian languages. These aided you in your research. Today, an alleged criminal is having a deposition in a faraway country. Can you interpret what this person says?
Yes, I can sort of translate. It might come out sounding ignorant, but that's the way they talk in other parts of the world.
Thank you in advance. We will tune in to that illegal broadcast from the, what do you call it, Roto-Rooter.
Reuters.
And you will do live interpretation, and then I can push the button.
Yay! Oh, that's him on TV right now.
Il pleut dans mes cœurs, comme il pleut à la ville. Quelle est cette langueur qui pénètre mon cœur?
Go, you're live on the air.
I think you would have had nuclear holocaust if I didn't deal with North Korea. I think you would have nuclear war if I weren't elected. And I think you might have nuclear war now if you want to know the truth.
Wow, this guy's got some nerve.
At least the primitive country has guilty until proven innocent in their justice system.
They do now because they copied us.
Bunch of imitators.
Und Fisch Lasagne und Traktor im Gesicht und McKeith der Meister Doc des Meisters immer nicht.
He started off rough. Remember that? He was saying, little rugged man, and he was saying, I've got this little red button on my desk and I'm willing to use it. And then all of a sudden, we get a call. They want to meet. We would have had that whole situation straightened out shortly after the beginning of my second term.
He is going off script?
In our republic, the peeps have never gone off script.
He really called me Rocket Man.
Little Rocket Man.
I like Elton John.
Who is Elton John?
Abadee! Banana! Banana! Ha-ha! Banana! Kumba! Ah! Puri! Tiki masala! And it is self! Poopy-doo!
About my family, they became more intensely involved with the company. I was virtually not involved at all. I rarely have anything to do with the company.
It is inadvisable to run a country without nepotism.
I know this.
I knew your mother.
I know this.
I am your father.
But I am older than you.
Despacito,
de Puerto Rico. Hasta que los has quedado bendito,
para que mi sol está contigo. Pasito, pasito,
pasito, suave, suavecito, vamos de cacito, poquito a pasito, que les quede toca a todos los caritos.
And now my focus is not on the company. Maybe I'm at one of my golf courses and I want to redesign a green or something because I'm a golf fanatic and I love it. But for all intents and purposes, no, I'm not sitting in that position, and I largely rely on my genius sons and other executives to run a nice business.
You heard it. He called himself a fanatic.
A golf fanatic. What is this decadent thing called golf?
You are Korean and are asking that question?
Apologies, I will stick to translating.
Who has time for golf when we will put on great performances?
Well, it looks like the deposition is over. It was quite long and will be a tough act to follow.
I will handle this. My people! This is your chairmaster speaking. You have just heard the words of an alien who thought he was my friend. But we know he wasn't my friend. He tried too hard. All of you, you are automatically my friends. And thank you. Have I ever placed any conditions on you?
You know, even if I got used to jail, I really have the nicest hotels and resorts out there. It's almost like they're not on this planet. That's how superlative they are.
Oh, no need for you to worry about pleasing me. You already know what I want. Leave the rest to the experts. Today, we will show the world what all of you already know. We are simply the best, better than all the rest.
Yeah! I definitely stopped them from launching any missiles. All safe now, thanks to, let me tell you something, they used to call me New York's finest.
So today, my people, please look up into the sky and you will see a great performance. Which button is it?
It's the red circle.
I mean, everyone knows that I'm the greatest.
Three!
It's not rocket science.
Two!
Like, you wake up one day and
one.
Things are great again.
This has been Summer Rising, written by Edmund Malin, directed by Cherie V. Campbell. Featuring Cherie V. Campbell, Alexandra Kramer, and Wynn Delano. Performed live for Living Radio at the Crane Theater in New York City, September 4th, 2023. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagne. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East, and you can find all our past recordings at cooptheatereast.org. Watch for a new website soon, and in the meantime, follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram.